actually meant to have Brent Grimes back out here this week. Oh, I don't know if he gets enough credit for what he does.
Oh, yeah. Brent is he's an outstanding player. His ability to move and cover guys is, it's unlike, you don't see that every day. So having a player like that on the field is going to help you a lot. He's going to make plays. He can take away side of the field. So it's obviously awesome having him on the field.
That's one of the veteran guys on the back end of the defense. Just the unique challenges that this guy that you'll face on Thursday night presents.
He's the best at doing it. So you have to be prepared, and at the same time, you want to make your plays, but understand that they're gonna make some plays, and just understand you got to keep your fundamentals, your technique, and stay patient and wait for the plays that you can make. Don't try to do too much, and understand that they're gonna test all your rules and your keys, and you got to be on top of it.
That template that you had on Sunday, just keeping the ball in front, not getting up massive plays, just it's something, I guess, similar to what you could be doing.
Yeah, you never want to give up big plays, but creating turnovers is always the biggest key to winning games, so if we can do that on Thursday night, it will help our defense out a lot and help us get a win.
You watch a lot of football, maybe even more than anybody else in the locker room. In your leisure, you do it. I mean, how much football do you watch of Tom Brady?
Ever since I was, I don't even know how old, when he started playing, when Bledsoe got hurt, I've seen his whole career. So I've seen almost every play that he's played. So I don't know if that helps or what, but it's obviously a cool thing to go up against a guy like that you've paid attention to and watched your whole entire life. And then get to play against him. And a guy that's going to go down in the history books is probably the best quarterback to ever do.